with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, March 23rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Boy, was it a busy Friday around Plymouth County as far as sports, whether we're talking about the track and field or whether we're talking about the basketball court. We got a lot to get to. Let's get you caught up, starting with the track and field. Of course, more pertinent as far as high school athletics are concerned. The Lamar's Community Track Meet is taking on all comers at the Mount Marty University Meet, as the bigger schools were competing yesterday in Yankton, South Dakota, that brand new fieldhouse they have at Mount Marty University. Again, no team scores for these indoor meets, so let's take a look at the individual results. We'll start with the boys' 60-meter hurdles, where a couple of Bulldogs were able to place into the finals. Really good showing from Wiching Hosniong and Tegan Bogue, 4th and 8th place, respectively, 9.05 and 9.42 their times in the 60-meter hurdle finals there. Bogue placed 7th in the preliminaries there. Girls 60-meter hurdles, Lamar's Claire Susamil takes home a 6th place finish, a time of 10.11 seconds. Girls 400-meter dash, good showing for Sienna Cass, takes home a 4th place finish, a time of 103.82. And then we get to our first and only champion of the Mount Marty meet for Lamar's Community. It was Wanding Hosniong, and yeah, he's going to have a really good year, I have no doubt about that. He jumps 6 feet 6 inches, and he wins the Mount Marty University High School meet yesterday. Girls long jump, it was Kenzie Neas. She's off to a good start in her freshman campaign. 3rd place finish with a jump of 15 feet 8.5 inches. The girls sprint medley relay for Lamar's Community takes home the 3rd place finish, a time of 5:02.79. Ariana Westhoff, Sienna Cass, Marilyn Roller, and Kendall Hammerlink on that team. Boys 4x200-meter relay, Lamar's squad takes home 2nd place. A really good showing there. And in the 4x800-meter relay, Lamar's squad on the girls' side takes home 3rd place, a time of 10:57.44 for Sienna Cass, Marilyn Roller, Maya Hogreef, and Kendall Hammerlink. And the Bulldogs competing at the Mount Marty University meet yesterday. No team scores, but some really strong individual showings by Bulldog track athletes. We go now to the hardwood, where the NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournaments continued in Sioux City and Kansas City, respectively. Let's take a look at some of the scores of note. First in Sioux City yesterday, it was Campbellsville of Kentucky defeating Menlo 73-61. The University of the Cumberlands took down Dakota Wesleyan University 87-80 in their round of 16 matchup. Then to some local schools, it was Dort University, the top seed, knocking off Mayville State University, a final score of 84-76. So Kingsley Pearson, grad Mackenzie Goodwin moves on to the quarterfinal round. Who will they play? Well, none other than Briarcliff University. The Chargers defeated Indiana Tech yesterday, 78-52. 4 points for Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle. She added 3 rebounds and a block as well. The Kennedy Benny had the top scoring night for the Chargers last night, scoring 25 points, go along with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. So it'll be an all-GPAC quarterfinal tomorrow, as Dort will take on Briarcliff with a trip to Monday night's semifinals on the line. Going now to the Men's Basketball National Tournament, taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. The matchups there saw Langston defeat LSU Shreveport 78-61. Indiana Wesleyan topped Arizona Christian 84-73, that final score. It was College of Idaho defeating Madonna 87-65. And another area school, Morningside, is moving on to the quarterfinal round for the first time since 2019. They defeated the University of the Cumberlands 80-74 to punch their ticket into tonight's quarterfinal matchup. Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman picking up 3 rebounds out of 49 total boards for the Mustangs last night in their victory over the Patriots of the University of the Cumberlands. They play tonight in the quarterfinals as well. Taking a look at the big boys in the NCAA Division I tournament, the big boys and girls, I should say, starting first in the women's tournament. The Friday night action yesterday saw some area teams compete. It was going down the list. Iowa State University defeating Maryland by the final score of 93-86. Colorado ending Drake's season by a final score of 86 to to 73. Going over to the Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament, just one area team competing there, and that was the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Huskers fall to Texas A&M yesterday by a final score of 98-83 in the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Tournament round of 64. That sets up today's matchup. Let's take a look at the schedule for NAIA and NCAA basketball in the national tournament, starting with the women's NAIA tournament. This is taking place at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City today. It's the quarterfinal round. The University of Providence takes on Marion University in the quarterfinals. Dakota State University matches up with Carroll College. The University of the Cumberlands takes on Campbellsville University. And then a matchup that should bring everybody out to the Tyson Event Center, 8 o'clock tonight, Dort University against Briarcliff University. Can't get much better than that. A couple of local athletes will be competing, of course, as well. Gatlin Catholic alum Rachel Langle for Briarcliff. And for Dort, Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin. To the Men's Basketball National Tournament in Kansas City, it'll be Central Baptist taking on Freed Hardeman. Evangel matches up with Grace College. Langston takes on Indiana Wesleyan. And Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman and Morningside will take on the Coyotes of the College of Idaho in the NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament quarterfinal round. In the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament today, we've got a number of regional teams. The University of Iowa starts their run toward a national championship. They'll take on 16-seeded Holy Cross in Iowa City today. Also in action, it's the Creighton Blue Jays taking on the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. And of course, last but definitely not least, it's South Dakota State taking on Utah. Best of luck to Akron Westfield grad Natalie Nielsen as she starts a national tournament run with the Jackrabbits tonight against Utah. That'll be a late tip-off, by the way, a 9 o'clock tip-off Central time as the Jacks start their national tournament run. In the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament, Iowa State takes on Washington State in Omaha with a trip to the Sweet 16 on the line. The Creighton Blue Jays match up with Oregon in the round of 32 tonight. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.